Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Welcome today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we pray, O God, with grateful hearts for your gifts of salvation. We cannot fathom the fullness of your sacrifice, the sacrifice that was made for us. We are amazed at your agape love, your grace and your mercy, and your willingness, your eagerness to always forgive and welcome us back into your arms. For you, O God, so loved the world, you so loved me, that you gave your only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for cleansing us from our sins and making us the unworthy, worthy to be with you eternally. Even though our sins are many, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for me, and for your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Equip me, Abba Father, and all those listening, that we will be your beacons into this world, that we will convey your love to others, and may we have your forgiving nature. May we have your wisdom. Father, I also ask your watch care and your protection around President Donald Trump. Father, we have so many enemies within the walls of this country, enemies that hate you. They hate life. They hate liberty. They hate freedom. They basically hate themselves. But Father, protect Donald Trump and his family and those that are around him, those who have been associated with him. And I ask a special prayer, Father, for all those who are being held captive, political prisoners. I lift them up to you, Father. I stand in the gap. Bless today's show as I try to convey truth and common sense. May all who are listening have open ears to hear and hearts that can discern all that I share. May we all again be willing to stand strong and speak out. Speak up for your righteousness in a world that is completely lost. For such a time as this, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The American crisis continues. It's been a while since I've used the phrase inside, outside, upside down. While many Americans are stunned and confused, maybe flabbergasted is the right word, as we witness the blatant evil the Democrats in name are openly pushing on this nation, in particular, on our children. We need to pick our jaws up off the ground and get fighting. Fighting for the children and fighting for this nation. Whatever takes, within the law, to get your voices heard. I suggest, as I always do, that you begin with prayer. I haven't heard from any of you, which is a little concerning, but I wanted to know if any of you have started prayer sessions. And if I were to have a large prayer meeting here, would you bother to attend? Give us a call on that later today. 573-796-2166 is the number in the office. Life, liberty, and happiness, the pursuit of, those things are in great danger of being completely lost. In many ways, these have already been lost. While we are still breathing, we have lost millions of innocent babies and the left wants to kill more. They brag about it. The ones they don't kill before birth, they are taking for their perverted pleasures. We are inside a country which is outside of its boundaries as far as rule of law, unalienable rights. We are outside of God. We are left upside down in our economy and in our daily lives. We're like the dog that chases its tail, and we're wearing ourselves out and getting nowhere. I know I've asked the question before, but it begs thought and consideration. Ponder these things, these questions. Why does the left insist so aggressively the killing of the unborn child? Why does the left openly speak of freeing murderers and rapists and violent criminals? They are quite open about this, you know. A few years ago, AOC said we don't need more prisons, we need hospitals. And now we're being told that anybody that believes or is God-fearing, freedom-loving constitutionalists need mental care. So the criminals go free, but what about thee? Why are the left standing for violence and chaos? Yet they blame the conservatives for the violence. It wasn't a conservative that went through a Christmas parade and wiped out people. It wasn't a conservative that ran down a teenager because he was a conservative. So who's really guilty of the violence? Americans are being lied to from every direction, including Republicans. Why do these Republicans do nothing but make noise? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the American crisis continues. How many of you have read The Crisis by Thomas Paine? If you haven't, I highly suggest it. It's in old English, so it's sometimes a little difficult to understand, but not a lot. Not a lot. I do want to talk about life, and I want to get onto that here a little bit later. In the second segment, we will have Daniel Turner joining us. But this one caught my eye. This is DeSantis. This is a governor of Florida, and he's taking measures to combat influence of hostile nations such as China in his state. It says on Thursday, that was yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced a series of executive orders and proposed legislative actions aiming to reduce the influence of hostile foreign nations such as China. The Daily Wire reports that DeSantis proposals focus on seven nations in particular: China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Venezuela, Cuba, and Syria. The proposed measures will cover each of these nations' respective efforts to target the state of Florida through which means as cyberspace, real estate purchases, and academic influence. From server farms to farmland, the Communist Party of China has been worming its way into our nation's data storage systems and buying up tracts of land near sensitive national security sites. By prohibiting the purchase of lands, state contracts with Chinese technology firms, and the infiltration of CCP-affiliated groups such as Confucius Institutes, Florida is leading the way to protect our nation from international foes. This man has risen above all. I think I'll move to Florida. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno 150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno 150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno 150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help, and it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old, and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno 150. Now, check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno 150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It seems like it's been a long time, but we have Daniel Turner with us. We miss you when you're every other week. We just miss you. How you doing, Daniel?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bethann. Happy Friday to you and your wonderful listeners.
Amen. We need a Friday after this week, don't we? That's it. I'll be crazy. Oh, but every week seems to get just a little crazier. Go ahead. Yeah.
And you know, there's never a break. Right? There used to be media breaks. There used to be a pause in the craziness. And it just seems to become cumulative these days.
I guess they got to prove themselves. But they're not doing a very good job.
No.
I guess you heard what Don Lemma said. And then, of course, Stacey Abrams tells everybody, well, that's not really a heartbeat. I mean, this stuff is just absolutely ridiculous. And yeah. Americans are being bombarded with this foolishness.
Yeah, when it comes to the culture wars, and obviously I normally talk about energy issues, and sometimes it's related to culture, but usually it's not. But the culture wars are way more vicious than the energy wars, and the culture wars are borderline satanic at this point.
Yes, they are. I won't even say they're borderline. I think they've crossed that line a long time ago.
You know what?
Especially with the children.
The left's absolute fascination, like the left's obsession with abortion, is very, very odd. And here's Stacey Abrams, who probably is not a dumb woman, but she cannot accept the fact that there's a fetal heartbeat, and she thinks we have tricked sonogram machines to put some secret sound to convince women so that men can control their bodies, is how she ended it. And I guarantee you she believes in climate change, and she believes it's real and it's a threat, but she can't believe that
life
that fetuses have a heartbeat. Why does she so desperately want to kill unborn children?
It's an obsession with the left. And violence is an obsession with the left. And yet, you know, it's just like the mostly peaceful protests that as the city was blowing up behind this guy, that they are letting all the violent criminals out. We have that violent he hated white people. Back in the Christmas parade last year that mowed down how many people with his vehicle? And yet they claim that the MAGA people are violent. We have this man that recently here, and I think that was in Minnesota, wasn't it? Where he mowed down this young man, this teenager, because he was a conservative. I mean, it's just crazy. And then we have our president. I'm telling you, Daniel, go back to the energy sector, because this is what is going on. They are so filthy and corrupt. He is going to empty our reserves. What is going to happen when he does that?
Yeah. And he's doing it for purely partisan political reasons, right? He knows that this election is going to be bad. Latest polling I saw, tide was changing a little bit for Democrats, especially after Dobbs, and a lot of pro-abortion Democrats were mobilized, and people began to say, oh boy, look at the polls, and maybe we're going to keep the House, and maybe, but they peaked way too early, because people are still paying what they're paying for bills. Anyone who travels, who has to travel for work or to go see grandma, sees what airline tickets are up to, and gas prices have come down, but they have started to tick back up. So Biden is only releasing strategic reserves for political reasons. He is hoping to drive down the price of oil. He's hoping to get a win, and he doesn't care if it weakens the nation in the process. He doesn't care if he's selling it to China for his own family's potential enrichment. That was an interesting investigation we talked about earlier. He doesn't care that it's making us very, very weak, or that hurricane season is only halfway through. Now, we've been very, very lucky.
So far.
But who knows? And if a Category 5 comes and takes out the Gulf Coast region and all of our refineries are taken offline for a week, well, that's what the strategic reserves are supposed to be for. But we're at 40% right now. And we only have 20 days of oil in our strategic reserves. We're supposed to have several months. So he's doing this purely to try to save the midterms, because it's about power. Everything is about power for Democrats, right? Just a couple hours ago, I saw a video of Gavin Newsom 10 years ago where he talked about he was going to end poverty and homelessness and drug addiction in the state of California. 10 years, everything is much, much worse. Does he care? Nope. He didn't. He ran those ads 10 years ago because he wanted power. He doesn't want
10 years ago, he was bussing them out, wasn't he? He was bussing out the homeless people somewhere else, you know. And now you can't do that with the illegals. We've seen that one. That's just, we can't be doing that. You know, I had a son that sent me an article this morning, and it's got two pictures here. And the one picture is a beautiful, you can see the road going through the country. It's a really beautiful scene. And that's a picture of the Keystone Pipeline. You know, and then the bottom picture is a picture of almost, I'm going to say, scorched earth. That's a picture of a mining those rare minerals.
Yeah.
And, the left ignores that, what they're putting on the American people is going to be worse for the land, for the climate. If they want to claim climate change, I think it's a big hoax, but. Mm-hmm. We're just lied to so much, Daniel, and it's hard if you don't know. And I told him, I said, well, we've talked about that before, because you have mentioned that before, that it's just not, it doesn't make sense. And, what you said, that they were, on the edge of complete and total evil. They have just, Satanism the human trafficking that's going on in this country, that it's number one. We're number one. Not in our economy, not in our oil, not in anything else. We're number one in human trafficking. Slavery. We're number one in slavery while these people are, Don Lemon's talking about reparations. What do we do?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
That was a master class in being prepared for an interview, because that woman, that British historian,
I'm sure
she knew Don Lemon was going to ask a question along those lines, and she was 100% prepared. And it's also a master class of knowing that the media, for the most part, is very, very, not just poorly educated and dumb, but very intellectually uncurious. And Don Lemon is accustomed, as a lot of liberal talk show hosts are, they're accustomed to saying very titillating and racially challenged things, knowing that people are going to back down from the conversation. The View does this all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Don Lemon, most of MSNBC and CNN. And that was just a masterful response of dealing with just genuinely stupid people. And she gave us an example of courage and being prepared. And you know, it's why I love your show, Beth. And you educate us all every day. We have to know the facts. We have to know the truth. And then we have to be courageous enough when we are challenged. And that woman gave us all an example of how to take down a leftist.
Yeah, and even on another interview, she went on and talked about the king, and he's Islamic. He was a Islamic king, and he ruled over Timbuktu, and how many slaves that he gathered in, and he was the richest man, and has been the richest man. He's no longer living. And so she took him to school, and he was dumbfounded, because he didn't know any of that, and he didn't care. And so I did a little research on this man that thinks that I should pay reparations. He's worth $32 million. And I get nothing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And I mean that, you know, I always say that because I'm a very blessed person with my family and everything. But I don't have millions of dollars, you know. We make it month to month. Sometimes we go in the hole. But he's worth all this money. These people that are preaching at us have all this net worth. And who are they paying the reparations to?
Exactly. Well, that's liberalism, right? They always want socialism. They always want to pay for it with other people's money. And as Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you run out. Every time I hear the reparations argument, I always ask if I get reparations, because my great-great-grandfather fought for the Union and died at Fredericksburg. And I haven't gotten a dime. So, I mean, you know what the reparations were? The reparations was my 22-year-old great-great-grandfather went to Fredericksburg in a Union Army from New York, left his wife and his two kids, was killed on a battlefield, was thrown in a common grave. So those are the reparations the Turner family has paid. And if anyone says on top of that I owe them more, I think paying with your blood is about as much as
I think it is. You know, I had a
great-grandfather. And that's just one of hundreds of thousands of Americans whose families lay down their line to end slavery.
And she mentioned that too. I hear the music. She mentioned that too. I highly suggest everyone watch the movie called Amazing Grace, and you'll see what happened and how we fought that. Thank you. We're out of time. Thank you, Daniel. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, Beth Ann.
All right. God bless you. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public. public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I encourage you to go to America Greatness, and if you want to, you can ask me for this article that what DeSantis is doing. Send it to your governor. Send it to your governor. I don't care if he is a Democrat. You send it to your governor and say, Mr. Governor, Honorable, whatever you have to call them, please protect our state lands, properties, and our schools. And our military bases. Governor DeSantis is doing a fantastic job. And I know there are lots of you out there that want him to run for president. I do too, but not this time. I think that if Trump runs and if Trump gets elected, the success is going to land with governors like DeSantis, who can't bring America home with one man. It just isn't going to happen. Or one governor. So those of you who have Republican governors, such as Missouri, I know we're fighting some things from Agenda 21 down in the southern part of the state. They're fighting tooth and toenail. They kind of came in and trying to take the land. Came in under the radar, so to speak. But they got caught. You know, we had Bob Parker on here just a couple of weeks ago. Where's our governor? Where's our attorney general? Why aren't they protecting Missouri from all of this? I know the attorney general's running for senator, and he's got all kinds of things going on to protect us. But what about this? What about our lieutenant governor?
He actually was in favor of that plan to take the land for that scenic byway.
Oh.
And he's probably going to be the next governor, so that's why all the politicians
the lieutenant
up there,
governor?
Yeah,
okay,
are all staying
I thought you
quiet.
Meant Schmidt.
No.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So if you want this, I will make a clean copy. Mine is all got red marks all over it. And you can send that with a letter to your governor, to your lieutenant governor, to your attorney generals. And tell them to buck up and start protecting your land, your state. I have an article here. Now, I did a show back in April, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I did a show back in April where I had studied. I worked hard, didn't I, Rudy? I studied. It always means more work for him when I'm working. And he deserves a complete chapter of thanks on the book when I get it done, because he has taken on so much. While when I get off the air, I take maybe a little break here lately, and then, particularly right after lunch, we eat lunch, I start in writing. And I'm up to, 13 chapters now? And the title of the book is The American Crisis Continues. And I'm looking at how to publish it. So say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for me. But this article is also coming from American Greatness, and it's, why can't Republicans whip it good? Whip it good. Now, he gets into this, and he's talking about, of course, Republicans can't do anything right now because the Democrats have control, and blah, 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 blah. I have another opinion on that altogether. But then he starts talking about a representative who wants to be the whip. The Republican whip. We have, which I would love to see change, Kevin McCarthy is our minority leader. That's what they call it, right? And he will be the majority leader. He will be the Speaker of the House. That's what they're saying. I don't trust Kevin McCarthy. I'm just going to be honest. I do not trust him. They all speak about how they were on Trump train, but then they really weren't on Trump train. And when I say Trump train, they really weren't on the Constitution. They really weren't fighting for the people. Well, this gentleman, and I have never heard of him, the writer of this is Ned Ryan. But what he's talking about, here's a representative, Tom Emmer from Minnesota, 6th District. And he is campaigning to be the whip, the Republican whip. But when we look at his voting record, he's anything but a conservative. He said just a few months ago, he voted to legalize gay marriage. He's voted to block Trump's transgender military ban and voted on 4 separate occasions in favor of sexual orientation and gender identity protections for government contractors. Juxtapose that the House Republicans promising to combat the far left's culture insanity and prevent girls from being forced to compete against biological males. So who should we believe? Are the conservatives really going to protect us? Republicans such as this guy, Cheney, Romney, Blunt, he'll soon be gone. And that crying guy, he'll soon be gone. What about Susan Collins? Of course, they're not the House, she's a senator. What about these people? You know, they're talking about Scalise being... We got to get McConnell out of there. He can no longer be the head of the Senate. It just can't be. Not and get anything done that's truly constitutional. He's in bed with China. We have Republicans in bed with China, just like we have Democrats in bed with China. I just don't think it's completely party grown yet. So in April, I did this study where I compared what the Contract of America, back from 1994, Newt Gingrich, and the article, Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, and I believe he's from Florida, and his 11-point plan to rescue America. And now we have Kevin McCarthy, and he's coming out with his own little plan, and it's called Commitment to America. Well, I told Rudy this stuff's getting carried away, and it's going to end up in my book. What about the contract called the Constitution? Isn't that good enough? I mean, they take an oath to that, and then they legislate opposite of it. Did you understand? Congress passed these immigration laws, and nobody is keeping them. And if somebody on the border wants to do something that is federally illegal, they want to arrest them, they go after them. The media goes after them. The president's administration goes after them. Congress goes after them. They don't even obey their own laws. They just put them there so it looks good to you. They don't care about your safety. We've seen that in Martha's Vineyard. Oh my goodness. I really don't need another illegal housekeeper. We will take you somewhere else in our very beautiful floating bus. What's going on, America? Why are we so deaf and dumb? Are Americans like the three little monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil? Why did the Republicans never get anything done? Why did the Republicans take the majority in 2012 and did nothing to stop Obama from what he's done? And let me tell you this. He's the one still doing it. And that ought to make every American angry. But if you're left, you think it's funny. You think it's cute. Because you hate this country. I'm sad for you. I'm very sad. But more so for the children who survived this mess. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We come back. We're going to talk about life. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, the headlines today, well, PJ Magazine, Breitbart, Life News, of course, Federalist, Gateway Pundit, and Fox News were all about life. The PJ Media is talking about this Glenn Kessler, who claimed he's on board with Stacey Abrams about the fetal heartbeat not being a true heartbeat. And they've got the abortion giant Planned Parenthood stealth edits fetal heartbeat fact sheet. Why do they want you? You see, they are so evil that they deny life. They deny life. A Harvard-trained doctor confirms a baby's heartbeat is actively beating at 6 weeks. That's coming from LifeNews.com. And the Federalist says, media marvel at baby's reaction to flavor in the womb while championing their demise. Isn't that crazy? They'll tell you this fetus reacts to food, but this fetus, that's not a real heartbeat. The babies inside the womb can hear. They say they can hear. So sometimes when the mother gets agitated or anxious or something, the baby will really start moving. Soothing music, put them to sleep. Although I have noticed when I was asleep, my baby was not necessarily asleep. This is insanity. Stacey Abrams, the author of Dirty Books, is so all about women having the right to kill their babies, but not women having a right to have their own sports. You see the hypocrisy there? It's not just hypocrisy, it's
It is, it's not borderline satanic anymore. It is satanic. Rudy had seen one article this morning, and then he said, well, they changed their minds. But it was a Hy-Vee grocery store going to have drag queens in there. For some reason, I don't know, were they just making a party or what? And then they changed their minds. Jane Orient wrote an article. And it's, she's titled it, "We Need a Pro-Love Movement." Amen, sister. She talked about how when she was growing up, so she must be kind of in our age grade, she talked about the songs you listened to were mostly about love, unlike the raps today that are all about violence, or mostly. "All You Need Is Love" by the Beatles. "You Need Somebody to Love" by Jefferson Airplane. You remember that one? "All I Need Is Somebody." Anyway, she talked about the mothers and the anxiety that they feel. Perhaps when they go in to have an abortion, they realize that the man that they conceived this child with was not going to support her or the child, didn't love them enough. It's all about sex, not love. And that's what the left is telling us. That's why they're against marriage. Margaret Sanger was against marriage. A woman should not be enslaved to such a man. And she told a story about some patient she saw back in the day. And the patient had a son that took care of her. Was very good to her. He did things for her. He was intelligent. He helped her write 2 books. Where's my boys? They're supposed to be helping me write books. She told her the story of how her husband and her were, they already had a child. They were immigrants, legal, but immigrants, and they were in New York. Couldn't really afford a baby. So a cousin or a friend or something was walking with her to have an abortion. And she got to thinking, and she couldn't go through with it. And so she didn't abort the baby. And that baby is the son that she gave birth to. She says, without him, my life would have been immeasurably impoverished, and the world too, as he was brilliant and he made many valuable contributions. Now this is Jane telling the woman's story. He helped her write a couple of books. Though he lived in another city, he visited her often and in her old age and saw to her every need. He cooked the meals she liked and filled the freezer with them. Her firstborn, a daughter, just wasn't all that interested in her. Apparently, the thought that she might have aborted her only son had haunted her for over 70 years. You know, a mother loves that baby. From the moment you find out you're expecting or even suspect it. But a mother who doesn't, I think you need to beware of those kind of women. Those women brag about killing a child. They're self-absorbed, narcissist, puffed up, and very hollow inside. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I miscarried a child once. I still wonder about that child. I had a daughter-in-law that did the same thing. As women who had felt the pain of losing a child, it was early in the pregnancy. We cried together. We said our babies are in heaven together. But you see, the left doesn't believe in God, and the left doesn't believe in life. There's a Democrat woman that could not conceive very well. She miscarried many, many, many times, and she's still pro-choice. And I heard her saying something last night about the child that's born into poverty or to a parent that doesn't want them. Yeah, that happens. But if you listen to the left today, we wouldn't have Beethoven and several other children that were wonderfully, that added to this world in a wonderful way. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Satan is dancing in the street because he's taken them away. And this country, inside this country, we are upside down because we have kicked our God out. Inside, outside, upside down. It's time that we came back to the basics, back to those principles. To know that those inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they don't come from some man or woman in D.C. They come from God. And it's time, America, we stood up for God's righteousness and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.